Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Philip Moyer?
Yes, this is Philip.
I'm not telling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. First of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
39.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
And now I'm going to read you a short list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the President and Congress must focus on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? The first issue is banning tobacco products for adults. From 0 to 10, how important?
10 is most important, is that correct?
Yeah, 10 the most important, 5 somewhat important, and 0 means it isn't important at all.
0.
Okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs from 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Making college more affordable?
7.
From 0 to 10, 7. Protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
How important? And improving K-12 education?
8.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
And I would like to read your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Just 3. The first one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
75.
The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. How would you rate that organization from 0 to 100?
85.
And the last one, Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general. How would you rate them from 0 to 100?
75.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. And again, for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. 10, if it's the most important, 5, somewhat important, and 0, if it isn't important at all. Okay? The first one, preventing underage tobacco use from 0 to 10. How important?
This is specifically for the FDA?
Yeah, just if you think that Food and Drug Administration should be focused on that issue. From 0 to 10. Preventing underage tobacco use.
Two.
Okay. Reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. From 0 to 10.
8.
banning different tobacco products for adults?
Zero.
And removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
Seven.
Okay, thank you. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? And is that strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, no problem. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose that?
I oppose that.
And strongly oppose or just somewhat?
I would say strongly oppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and older?
Strongly oppose.
And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Technically more benefit.
Okay. And much more or just somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important.
Okay. And now we're almost done. We're 75% now, and thank you for your kindness to help us. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine on or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. The first one or the second one? Which is closer to your opinion? Okay. And now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. And for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Just three. The first one, the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Sorry, and is this under a scenario where cigarettes are banned?
Yeah.
If
the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, and with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales, are you very concerned about this happening? Somewhat concerned, not very, or not at all?
Somewhat concerned.
And the next one, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Very concerned about this happening. Okay, and the last one. An immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat, not very or not at all concerned about this happening.
Not very.
Not very concerned. And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. And please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. And the first one is, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education of the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. From 0 to 10, strongly agree, somewhat or not at all.
Oh man, this is a.
You can use any number.
It's a very loaded survey in the way these questions are written. It's very long statements that are not broken out into clear sentiments.
I understand.
Five.
Okay, so I'm going to agree with that. And the next one is, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rate in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 22% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminals. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
I guess I'll give it a 6.
6, okay. And the last two. Vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China floating the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Agree or disagree with that? From 0 to 10.
3.
And the last one. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people, who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addictions through cessation, support, and harm reduction. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that? 7, okay. And now sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so it's okay if you did not, but please let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Now that you have a little more information, you strongly support some...
Strongly oppose.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support this ban on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No.
No impact. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or shirt?
No.
Soda? Yes.
Yeah.
Beer?
Yeah.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Cigars?
No.
Liquor or spirit?
Yeah.
E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Wine?
Yeah.
And cigarettes?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, as we conclude the survey, I have to ask you a few questions, just for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
college, 4-year college.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Separated.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
And are you or any member of your household a member of an union or employee association?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.